Just a reminder, next Monday, the courthouse will be closed for observance of Memorial Day. If there are no other remarks, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 487626 through 487701, warrants numbers 8834 through 8836, and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular and executive for May 12, 2026.
Move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes for May 12th, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. At this time, we'll move to our planning and zoning rezones. At this time, I'll turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
Just a second, I'm having some difficulties here.
I think the battery backup keeps shutting off.
Okay. Well, that being said, do you want to just roll through it with paper? I think we've got a pretty straightforward.
We do. I'm real close here.
Okay.
Might not have everything up when we need it, but.
Our first rezone this morning is going to be order number 05-19-2026-01. It's for the BEM Family Trust.
All right. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, whereas on May 11, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the amendment to the zoning map number E16 Jasper and Branson Township to rezone the proposed new tract of land, Lens Way Replat Minor Subdivision, all of tract four to A1 Agricultural District by BEM Family Trust. The four we have before you guys today are really straightforward. They're just really clean up to do platting. So kind of give you into this one. So the request, let me just take you on a slideshow and try to get this to. Show you here. So we're going from RR1 to A1. This is the subject property. Here is Highway 160 and 65, mm-hmm. Intersection. Subject property's right up here going to your west. There's a little closer. So these are going to be merged. When you merge something, you got to have unified zoning. So as you can see, we got RR1 and some A1. We got to bring those together. So after speaking with the applicant, they want to go A1. So we're going to have one big track. Track four, here it is right here. This is their bigger plat they submitted. And I kind of dialed in right here. So this will all be one piece, and we got to correct that zoning. So with that, I'll have the applicant come up.
All right. This is actually my neighbor's property. I'm filling in for him.
Okay. Your name and address, sir. I'm sorry.
T.J. Davison.
Okay.
The address of the property or where I live now?
Well, your address. I'm sorry.
Okay. 135 Kelly Crossing Lane in Walnut Shade there. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. We recognize this on the next thing I'm doing, that his property had the zoning of agricultural and
the split zoning there.
So we basically try to just fix them both at the same time.
Going to be a single family dwelling, 8 1/4 acre
Yeah.
Track.
Yeah, it's going to be agriculture. I don't know if they're going to build on it. That's really the purpose was just to unify it, make it right.
Okay.
Yeah, they are going to build on it.
Well, I just seen on the one display there, it showed it had a dot that said new lot or something there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 8 1/4 acre section, so. Is there any questions for the applicant? Okay. At this time, I'll call to order the public hearing and ask if there's anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in favor or opposed to it. If so, please step forward at this time. Hearing none, do we have any questions for the applicant before we move forward, guys? Or any questions for Cody?
I do not.
No? Okay. All right. Well, if there's no one else who wishes to speak and you have no other statements on this one, I will close the public hearing and then we'll move to a vote.
Okay. Move to approve order number 05-19-2026-01, changing or making it more uniform, I guess what we're doing, from A1.
It's got a word. Yes, we're.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure out. We're just changing that one tract, right?
Yes, we are.
Changing all of tract 4 to A1 agriculture.
Exactly.
Okay. Second. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right, now we're going to move right into TJ's. So he's got the property to the south. This is what kind of got all this going.
Sure.
So case number 05-19-2026-02. This is also a rezone from A1 and RR1. So he had two zonings. He's going back to the A1. Whereas on May 11, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the amendment to the zoning map E16 Jasper and Branson Townships to rezone the proposed new tract of Lens Way replat minor subdivision, all of Tract 5A and Tract 7A to A1 agricultural. Show you again, it's kind of the same thing. I actually think I got a little better map on this one. So the property we just did was right here. We're going to be doing this one, this larger one right below it. This is actually going to grab this little piece and make one here. And then this one's going to be cut up. So we kind of drew it out for you guys so you get an understanding. He's doing this, and then he's going up and grabbing some of that R1 into 7A, so that's got to be cleaned up. And then this leftover portion is going into 5A, so that's got to be cleaned up.
Okay.
Same plat submitted. Close up once again. You've got that track up there. This is the RR1. This is the RR1. This is all A1. He's got to bring it all together.
Do you have any statements on this one, Mr. Thomas?
No, sir. I think everything's pretty well explained by Cody there.
Good.
He's put a lot of effort into getting a surveyor to fix all this stuff.
Good. Do you guys have any questions for him? Same scenario. I'll open up a public hearing. If there's anyone that wishes to speak in favor or opposed to it at this time, please step forward, state your name. Seeing no such person. If there's no questions for the applicant at this time, I'll close the public hearing of this section and we'll go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 05-19-2026-02, changing all of Tract 5A and Tract 7A to A1 agriculture.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thanks, sir.
To stamp all that, can I go get that stamped now?
We've got to sign off on all of it, and we'll finish up today and then get it back to Cody, and then we'll be available.
Can I just leave this with you, or should I come back?
Thank you, sir. All right, we'll move on to our next order. the order number 05-19-2026-03.
All right, so this one was brought to us. This is kind of another cleanup project. It was on a sign. They were wanting to get a building permit. Of course, when you do a building permit, you got to look at the zoning, make sure it all matches. Realized it was actually showing through GIS that it was in the city of Branson, both the sign and the parcel around it. After some investigation, it was actually in the county, so we're just cleaning that up also. So, once again, 05-19-2026-03. Whereas on May 11th, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the amendment to the zoning maps J15 Branson Township to rezone one parcel, Inc. Incorporated to A1 Agricultural District that has been requested by the Planning Commission. So when you put in this building permit, I actually told him, hey, we need to get this fixed before we move forward. So with that, I'll show you really quick where we're at. So Dan Britton is the owner. This is Fall Creek coming out onto 165 there. So there's that. I think that's, or is that 176? Jack, are you paying attention? Can you help me out with that? 165. So the first one we're doing is this larger triangular piece of property. Like I said, you'll see here in the zoning, gray is the incorporated areas. Larger triangle showing it incorporated. We're just going to move that back into the county and clean that up so we can apply for a building permit. And it's just going to go to A1.
And the Planning Commission is the one that was the applicant for this to clear this up.
Yeah. Yes. Would you like to go to Beacon, or are you comfortable with those photos?
I know what that
is. Yeah, I'm good with it. Okay, so with that being said, I'll open up public hearing since the Planning Commission is the applicant in this case. Is there anyone that wishes to speak in favor or in opposition or have any discussion on this one? Okay, so I'll close the public hearing on that then. And
he's the rep's here.
Oh, the representative. Okay.
If there's any questions.
Sure. Do you guys have any questions for him? Do you, Mr. Keys?
No.
Yeah, pretty straightforward deal. Sure. So. Appreciate that. So with public hearing have been open and closed, if there's no further questions or discussion, we'll just move for a vote.
Move to approve order number 05-19-2026-03, changing the parcel to A1 agriculture.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right, so we have our last one, 05-19-2026-04. This is the same deal. This is the actual cutout of the sign itself. Like I said, under the building permit, we have to get the zoning right. It needs to be C2. It's an existing legal non-conforming sign, so we're trying to move it into the right zoning.
I thought I seen the shadow in the picture.
Yeah. He's wanting to go digital. We're still got to work that out, but to do any upgrade, he's got to get his zoning right.
Okay.
So with that, I'll show you. Well, let me read what the Planning Commission recommended. On May 11, 2026, Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the amendment to the zoning map J15 Branson Township to rezone one parcel, Inc. Incorporated to C2 General Commercial District. Okay. Same exact location on 165 right there at the intersection of Fall Creek. So this time we're talking about this little sliver, and you can see the shadow of the sign right there. So just that sliver. It was mistakenly put into incorporated Branson city limits, and it's actually in the county. So with that. Right, Seth, would you like to come back up for a second?
Yeah. Tell us about your sign.
So, obviously, my dad's the one that bought it, and I think